another drink, it'll make you feel better. Have another drink and you'll feel alright. If you feel down and you're under the weather, have another drink and you'll feel alright.
It's Jimmy Santangelo, Jimmy the Wine Guy. He is the proprietor of the Impresario, the chief cook and bottle washer for the Wine Academy of Utah. And I believe we have Jimmy on the phone with us. And it was such a pleasure, Jimmy, yesterday just to see you, your face at my house for a few moments. You always managed to be cheerful, and you cheered me up a lot. So thanks for dropping by.
Well, that's good. Yeah, the cocktails will do that to you when they're delivered, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, good morning to everybody. I think we're all doing a little bit of telecommuting and doing everything we can. A lot of things have shifted to online, from these fun wine classes to curbside pickup to even telehealth. I don't know if anybody's had to do a doctor's appointment online. I had to do that this week.
Why? Are you okay?
Well, I'm perfectly fine, but you know, telehealth is you do through the Zoom chat or the camera, and you get to see your physician. But one thing that was interesting was I still had to turn my head and cough. That was the weird part.
Yeah, well,
I was like, is this included in my copay, or what kind of appointment is this?
Well, did you have to use your own fingers?
Okay, another news. Explain to people, Jimmy, because I've been following you on your Instagram and Facebook. Tell people what the curbside and wine is.
What I do is each Wednesday and Friday at 3:00 on Facebook Live, we do what's called Curbside and Wine SLC. And what the Wine Academy wanted to do was we go out and we select a restaurant, order food from that restaurant to support them and promote them. And then we feature it on this Facebook Live event, feature the food item, talk about it, and we pair it with a wine that we select from the Wine Academy of Utah's wine cellar. So it's an opportunity for us to be on, still keeping those connections. It's informative. We're providing the restaurants that are out there and talking about current events during the close down in the restaurant industry. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to give back.
So that's Facebook Live, and it'll be 3:00 this afternoon.
That's right. Wednesdays and Fridays, Wine Academy of Utah page.
Let's talk about what you've done here with us, the history of the Manhattan cocktail.
And
the
Manhattan.
That's become one of my favorite cocktails. It's right up there with the Vespers Martini, probably my two Ooh. Favorite cocktails in the world. So let's talk about the history of the Manhattan.
So the Manhattan is a cocktail that's been relatively unchanged for over 145 years. The definition of the cocktail itself was created, the term cocktail, in 1806, and the Manhattan was shortly behind that. Hmm. What the Manhattan captures is the true essence of a combination of ingredients of a spirit, in this case it's whiskey, sweet, which would be the sweet vermouth, and bitters. Those are the three components that make this beautiful textured drink. And every other cocktail is pretty much branched off of this base cocktail. And over the years, this cocktail has had, everybody wants to claim they created it. Everybody wants to claim that they started the Manhattan. And what this online presentation is about is it's a storyline of its inception to current day, present day. And all along, we will mix three different versions of the Manhattan online together while I tell the story. So it's a lot of fun.
So you gave us each of these three different Manhattans. And I guess I didn't realize there were different Manhattans. I thought a Manhattan was a Manhattan. Can you just quickly tell us the difference between the three?
Which we have, each one that you brought to us.
So the rye-based Manhattan, rye whiskey-based Manhattan, is the one I dropped off for Bill because he's a little spicier, like the spirit itself. And that was 2-1, two parts rye whiskey to one part sweet vermouth. For that Manhattan, I used a Carpano Antica vermouth, which is a real rich Italian vermouth. For Kerry, I dropped off the Rob Roy, and that's a Scotch-blended whiskey. And that happened because they were celebrating a Scottish premiere in downtown Manhattan at a theater, so they wanted to adopt a drink based on the Manhattan to feature. And then yours has a little bit of a lemon twist to it, to give it more of a lighter.
I was gonna say, that's why you included the lemon skins.
Just to do a twist. Yeah.
Just so I can do a twist in it. Okay, mm-hmm. I was wondering about assembly. Now, is a Rob Roy on the rocks, or is it straight?
You can do it straight up. All these would be stir-down drinks, just a nice stir with the components I gave you, and then a little expression of that lemon peel. Right.
So stirred, not shaken. Stirred, not shaken.
Yeah, and that's a real debate in itself, and we go through the history why it's ended up stirred. In the beginning, we shook the drinks in the 1800s, early 1900s, because whiskeys were a little harsher, so you wanted more chill on them to dilute them further to make them more palatable. And then Gina, I did bourbon, which is more of the modern style Manhattan bourbon with a French vermouth, little bit of bitters, stirred that down. And with all your cocktails, I actually added bottled water. So this way they were in the right proportions. You can still put them over ice or stir them and then strain them into an up glass. And with Bill and Gina, you both have those Luxardo cherries, nice brandy cherries. Those are the
Now, if you go to x96.com/live right now, you can see I've got a bottle of Luxardo cherries in my hand.
Boozeteque has those.
They're the best.
So good.
I have bourbon. This is what I usually make my Manhattan with. This is a bottle of Old Forester bourbon. I have a bottle of sweet vermouth from the Ransom Company. And then I have my bitters, which are Fee Brothers Black Walnut Bitters. So there you go.
And I've got my cocktail. It was pre-mixed by Jimmy. What is the scotch that you used for my Rob Roy?
What I did there, I used a Monkey Shoulder, which is a blend of three single malt scotches. So it's kind of a premium blend. And then what we did, we used a sweet vermouth. I used the French Dolin vermouth and some bitters, just an aromatic bitter, for yours, I used the Seville orange bitters.
That's right.
And, so I wanted to do more of a citrus, heather note, kind of really play on the expression of the scotch in your Rob Roy. And what I did was I did a little float of just some peated scotch of a Lafroy. I just did a little quarter like a spoon just to give it that smoky peatiness. And
it's just delicious.
When I sampled it, I just wanted to balance it out there. And it was a lot of fun. I haven't had a Rob Roy in years. And through the history of doing this class and presenting it online, it's been a lot of fun to return back to this just classic cocktail.
It's just delicious.
What gave it the Rye Manhattan, what gave it that little cinnamony flavor?
That was the bitter. We used a bitter. It was Uncle John's bitter produced by the folks at Bodega Restaurant. They have an offshoot brand of their bitters. So it's a local bitters, and
that
it does
good.
Have a...
Really
good. Yeah, it has an emphasis.
And it had Sugar House Distillery rye in it.
So speaking of restaurants, what restaurants have done to pivot during this time?
A lot of the restaurants, either you're the fast casual that we're already set up with drive-thrus and you can enable yourself, they've done well, or the higher ends. We see SLC Eatery doing really well with family meals and curbside. Veneto restaurant I was at maybe a handful of times before the close down. Now I've been there more than I have with picking up curbside. Mm-hmm. So Veneto restaurant, it's those higher-end restaurants that are able to pivot. Pago restaurant able to pivot and do really well. And the reason these higher-end restaurants are able to do that is because they've really emphasized their family meals, meals for two or four people. Or multi-course meals. The one at Provisions in my neighborhood here, that restaurant, I have to call a day in advance to get their three-course special, their nightly special, because they sell out every night. Mm. I mean, that's fantastic news for
that
these
is good
guys.
News. Yeah. That is good news.
Quickly, Jimmy, I know the Wine Academy of Utah, you are offering a Manhattan history of the Manhattan classes online for people. How do you do that?
Go to the WineAcademyOfUtah.com, go to the Tastings tab, And all my online classes are there, whether you want to taste wine or learn about the history of the Manhattan or other classes for both hospitality professionals as well as all those fun wine enthusiasts out there. We're still doing the classes online for you.
Nice.
It sure is nice to see you when you come to the house, and Jimmy maintains the distance. He puts the stuff on the porch, and then he goes back down off the porch and stands on the sidewalk, and we chat for a moment. And you are always a delight to see, Jimmy.
You too, Bill. Thanks. I appreciate that. And I can't wait to see everybody again.
Yeah, we miss
you,
Jimmy.
Thank you,
Jimmy.
Wine
Academy of Utah. See you later.
Wine Academy of Utah. Have another drink, it will make you feel better. Have another drink and you feel all right. If you feel down and you're under the weather, have another drink and you feel all right.